Here.
Ransom?
Here.
Rogers?
Here.
Butler?
Here.
Wilson?
Here.
Parsons?
Here.
Rayberry?
Here.
First of all, next order of business is approval of minutes of the regular meeting of January 18, 2018.
So moved.
Meredith?
Yes.
Nathan?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Butler?
Abstain.
Wilson?
Yes.
Parsons?
Abstain.
Rayberry?
Yes.
Next thing, approval of reports and bills.
So moved.
Second.
Meredith?
Yes.
Ransom?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Butler?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Parsons?
Yes.
Rayberry?
Yes.
The next thing, your presentation of... we have a letter from the Crizzle Golf Club that says it's actually Crizzle Golf Association that we would like to extend the agreement that they have, the lease for an additional 10-year period, and that starts on April the 1st of 2018. And this is more for informational purposes. So they decided to do that, so no need to call, no need for a vote.
Yeah, they had they had an option to extend it for an additional 10 years in the contract.
Okay.
Had not applied in 6 days.
That's right.
All right. Anything else in the presentations of petitions, letters, and other communications? Right. Unfinished business? Do we have any unfinished business?
I wasn't here last time, but have we got the contract for MoDOT yet?
Yes.
We did at the last meeting. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Under reports, any of the unfinished business? Under reports, the mayor's report. Mr. Rosen today, and he said that he has going word from the investor from Nevada on the economic development. Do we have our contract yet?
For?
From the Arts Council of the City.
No, I haven't met with Arts Council yet.
Well, the money's sitting there. Okay, and as I discussed, the Liberty Utilities tomorrow starts the Public Service Commission's discovery period, and then after that, then they will set rate hearings. Then the brownfields, Mr. Reeves still has indicated some movement in the state court system, but it's slow. The airport car, the city of Portageville is keeping the 2006 Crown Vic because their police car blew a motor, and so they're keeping that car, and so anyway, now we're back to square one, that we do not have an airport car. So so I would suggest probably that we go ahead and do the state surplus property, but set a limit as to how much we're going to spend. So I'd like someone to discuss that. What do you think? How much? I mean,
I think we need to go on and get it done. I don't know about how much we need to spend.
Well,
can we get some prices? I mean, get the bid and let us know what it is.
These are surplus vehicles, and they just, you know, that other public entities have given up or whatever, state or federal, and so they tell you what the price is, and that's what the price is. Mm-hmm. So you can spend basically as little or much as you want. So, you know, probably a good car is $7,500, but they're smaller and cheaper, and there's higher and more. So, just kind of need to set an up, set a.
You can get an average.
What you're talking about on those cars, the state surplus, we just had to fill out a paperwork for it. I gave it to Keela, and the mayor had to sign it for us. The vehicles that the governor, if y'all recently seen that, where he took the vehicles that was just sitting there, they got them at the surplus. Now, there's quite a bit. Jerry was just up there. He had to take some stuff to the crime lab in Jefferson City. He said he got quite a bit of vehicles right there at the surplus. You can get them at the state. They, like he said, there's a price set that the state have, and that's what you'll pay for the vehicles.
And the thing you got to remember on that is if they got high mileage, the price is going to be lower. If you got lower mileage, you're going to get a better price. The ones that I was looking at before, you start talking about the Portageville car, was somewhere around $9,600, and that was for like 39,000 miles on the car.
Or bring a higher mileage. Since the vehicle's not driven much, it seems wiser to pick one with higher mileage because you're not going to add that many miles that frequently.
How old a car do we want?
Pardon me?
How old of a car do we want, or how old of a car?
I'm not sure that that's the big issue. The big issue is how many miles are on it. I mean, obviously, the year model does have an effect, but the mileage is a bigger thing.
Where are we going? Well, another thing I think is different. What are we going to pay for it out of?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So we're not going to have a car until we say how much we're willing to pay for it.
Well, are we going to pay for it out of the airport fund, the sales tax fund? Where's it going to be?
Well, I don't think the airport fund's got enough money in it.
That's exactly right. I'd go high mileage and try to get as low as you can. Mm-hmm.
Do we have to put anything in for that money to get to the airport? Since we have tenants out there, $150,000.
Yeah, we should be getting that money.
Do we have to put anything in for it, or is it
automatically
going to come to it?
Well, no, that money will be earmarked for different things. It's for airport improvements.
Okay.
It wouldn't be for vehicles.
Okay. What do you want to spend?
Low mileage, car lasts you 10 years, $1,000 a year.
It's kind of tough to throw a $1,000 amount out there, you know.
Well, I mean, I was looking at some of the surplus cars.
That's kind of what I'm getting at there.
And they bring them back to the table.
I talked to the guy, and he said, if you want to get like a compact car, you know, high mileage, like 4,500, we're going nicer, 7,500. But you keep on going, you know, 15,000, whatever you want to do. But just. If you give me an idea, you know, because there's only one guy that does this, and they have hundreds of vehicles.
Okay. Is there a list out there somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you get together and give us four vehicles to look at the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Low, high, low mileage, newer, same price range. We'll pick one. Can we do that? Okay. Good. Do you want it now?
Oh, I'd love to have to go ahead and get it done, but whatever.
I'm prepared.
Okay. So, and your recommendation is to that we get four vehicles, varying amounts and like that. Just hope that when we pick one, that it's not gone the next time we go back, right? Got it. Okay. What about the Carnell property, Florence?
We've got their contract going. There's something I need to speak with our public administrator with respect to.
Okay. All right. Works for me. Okay. On the Marlin project, we're awaiting some easements to continue the work. And so.
Terry, you know where we are on the O'Reilly? I think that's the only one that's outstanding.
The only one that's outstanding is O'Reilly, and they got to give us a date as to when that would be done. The Marler around Taven, that was recorded today. We have that easement. We have the easement behind the car wash. The only one we are waiting on is the one at O'Reilly's.
And that's what's stopping the work?
Yes. Well, they can continue on now around Taylor.
And what it is the original easement that the city had there. I think that they discovered that there's so many utilities in that easement already that it's crowded out and not able to place these. So we're having to try to scramble to get these easements at the last minute. That's what's going on.
But I did let the lady I speak with know that it is of real importance to us.
Okay. All right, Republic Services will be working on Monday, February the 19th, which is President's Day. And they did buy a new garbage truck, and they brought it down here today for us to look and see. And it has dual operations, and it can both pick up their carts and also the dumpsters. And so if one gets behind on one, then they can, you know, switch, they can use it either way. So it's a brand new truck. And it's assigned to Crossville, Hayti, and Hayti Heights. The Moreland Drive, as I've mentioned before, Lars and Associates is doing an engineering study. Is that done?
Yes.
Is it done?
Yes. I have that.
Okay. The modular sidewalks, I've discussed that before. The rec center roof, they were working for a while, and then the wind got up, and then it got cold. And they said they needed warmer temperature. I did try to call the gentleman today, but I didn't get him. Now on the drains on East 19th, East 20th for James Strickland, and then that's an add-on to the GNC contract, and also an add-on for Bell south of East 9th. And so we voted on that and approved that. And then today I found out at about 2 o'clock that that John Chittenden and Terry have an alternate plan to the above that we previously approved.
Meeting with John Chittenden and Emery, the amount that was approved for those projects was $11,460, which was going to be creating a ditch along Walker Avenue. It was going to be putting in one drain on Bell Avenue, and meeting with John Chittenden and Henry and Barbara Rogers come out and met with us too over on Bell and 9th Street. We're talking about putting in what they call a C-grate right there in the curb, which would take a lot of the water off of 9th Street into those drains instead of letting it run down Adams or Bell. Correction. The price of that, which would have to be done by a contractor, was $17,000. Right now, we're in the project at $105,000. We had $115,000 budgeted. These other projects, the ones that is down at 10th and Vail, and then over on 19th Street, could be done in-house. And on that front sheet, he listed your cost estimate, which is an approximate estimate of the materials. But he also listed what it would cost if the work was done by GNC contract. The only thing that I see that we need to do is the seed rates at 9th and Bell. On the north side of 9th Street is a drain, as Barbara can tell you, that stops up constantly. It's just a little 12-inch piece of pipe that goes through. She's seen us out there with pipe poles pulling sticks out of it, trying to get it out of there to open that drain up. This would eliminate that problem. That would be able to be closed off, that area filled in, and the drain go through these seed rates.
So this is the cost to do it the way you're explaining now?
That would be the 9th and Bell.
Okay.
Yes.
As opposed to,
the only other thing we had that was approved already was a $4,000 or $5,000 grade sitting right between 9th Street and your driveway, I believe it was.
47 feet.
Closer to 9th and Bell than it would be much less.
But it doesn't take in all that water that comes off of 9th Street. It'll just keep running on down Bell, all the way down to Adams.
Yeah, after you pass that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had asked originally, what we were told was that Terry and his crew could do in-house and it wouldn't cost the city these figures that we have here.
Now this here is a sea grate. This takes in all
that's
the water.
That's what they decided to do then.
This takes in all the water off of 9th Street instead of allowing it to flow around to there. It's this grate.
Right. But then what he's saying is after you pass my house and Mr. Robinson's house, there's water steady sitting in the street all the way down to Bell and Adams.
If you look at the next one, at 10th and Bell, that is one that he's considering doing in-house,
allowing it to go in. But that doesn't answer the issue that we have on the end of Bell and Adams.
Down at the end of Bell, in the Bell and Adams, Mr. Emery had found a culvert that was completely covered.
Right. In there?
Yes.
So it's been covered for 18 years?
It's been covered for a long 18 time.
18 years, I've been there 18
so we
years.
Can clean it out and we can wash that culvert out and it'll be utilized. I spent a lot of time over there with Mr. Emery and Mr. John. Over there studying this.
I'd like to ask a question though, because like I said, I've been there for 18 years. I've been on the council for 12 of those years. And each time that we get to Bell and Adams and 9th Street, we always go back. We go back. We have spent, when we first started talking, about 9th Street and Bell, we brought up West 19th Street, right? West 19th Street had the same issue that we had. I have a letter from my insurance company that, from the engineer, and we were rejected the coverage of our flooring because of water, poor drainage. Water. We was out there the other day, Mr. Emery. Mr. Emery and Terry said that the reason that they can't fill in those ditches is because the dirt would push the water back into the street. So my point is, so you would rather the streets not buckle, but my house buckle.
This what we got right here is going to address the issue of a lot of the water from running around to Bell.
I understand that part, but I'm not just concerned with my house. Just like I'm not concerned with just one. I look at the whole picture. We have houses on the end of there going toward Adams that connect there at that point that yearly, almost all year long, they're sitting there looking at that water in that ditch. And you're telling me that there's a cover that has been there for 18 years.
I don't know how.
And nobody has ever cleaned it out enough that the water is not pushing back into the property.
I don't know how long it's been there.
Well, I've been around
to I do know part of this $91,000 project that was done at Knights and Bell was to help give that relief down there.
It's not going to give it relief, Terry. It's going to pull the water now. It's not going to give it relief. And you know it. And I know it. And probably half of the city knows it. Because once we get to that Y, where that water is sitting there, then it's supposed to run on down Adams, and we have a drain there that the water goes back.
Oh,
it comes out. It don't even go in the drain. It comes out of the drain. And right next to the young man that lives in the trailer, it goes back that way toward the railroad track. But it just sits there because there's no drainage back there. And it's not fair, it's not right, though we are a poor community in that area, it is not right for us to have to look at that all year long. We pay taxes like anybody else. Granted, my property is expensive than yours, but I pay my taxes. And I think something should be done. I don't think we should have to do that over and over and over.
Because pretty soon,
they're going to start calling the mayor a lie, and they're going to start calling me and you a lie.
This Ninth and Bell is going to relieve a lot of that issue.
Terry is not even
Let me make sure I understand. The original plan that we voted on the last meeting was going to cost $4,710.
To put in one drain pipe.
Okay. But now what you're saying is to fix it correctly, according, if I'm understanding this, it's going to cost $17,035. So you're wanting to do something that's going to hopefully, if I understand, Barbara, and I'll let you know, alleviate the problem better than what we voted on the other night. That's what I'm
saying. What this is going to do is take all the water that is going.
Is that going to solve the problem that they're having out there?
This will not completely solve the whole problem. It will give it relief.
Okay. What would solve the problem?
The low lying area, the only way we would completely solve that problem there, it was to put in a pit and pump it over to the stormwater pump station. Kind of as what we're doing, what we've done at Knights and Bell right now.
Okay. So is this plan that you're proposing tonight going to give them more relief than the plan that we talked about the last meeting?
Yes.
Barbara, were you out there?
I was out there.
Do you contend that that's accurate?
What is going to happen is we're going to go from my house with this plan that Terry's presenting. We're going to go from my house, which I sit on half a block.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go from my house to Pat's house. That's 10th Street, right?
Yeah, that's where a cross drain is going there.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it's going. So we have Miss Young's house, we have Mr. Smith's properties, we have Miss Laura's property, we have the young man in the trailer, there's several houses that's down there, and nothing is going to be done about that.
And then we get the culvert that we didn't know nothing about.
Yeah, that's the
in
culvert.
The corner. It will be cleaned out.
But Terry, we do that all over the city, and you know it don't do any good because by the time the crew gets to our area, then nothing's done because they're busy on other parts of the city cleaning out drainage. That's just like Joe Prather, and I'm assuming that's probably what we'll have to do. Joe Prather, when we get a big rain, he has to go out and dig drainage from his property over to the What is that called?
The storm drain box.
The storm drain. So that water would drain off of his property. So my insurance agency is telling me that in order for me to have drainage off of my property, I'm going to have to dig a ditch from my property over. But you're going to fix that problem. But if we go down the street to my neighbor's property, then they're going to have to dig drainages to get that water off their property. And it's sitting right in the streets. It's in the streets now. It's in the ditches now. Accumulate trash and diseases and snakes and bugs.
Yeah, I need help all the trash.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm not asking you to come clean the trash. We clean the trash when it gets really bad. We clean that.
I look at this with the engineer, and the engineer assistant to try to give you the best relief that you can get over there.
Well, Terrence, ask this question for me, since you're throwing that out there like that. The other day when you and I was talking, after Mr. Henry got left, you had some projects that you was doing. And I think we're playing good cop, bad cop around here. Because you tell me one thing, and you say you can't get your work done because the mayor tells you to stop doing things. Then the mayor called me, and then the mayor said, well, Terry this and Terry that. So I said, well, Terry is not supposed to make the decision. He's just supposed to follow through with the orders that he gets. Mm-hmm. So how are you making the decisions when the council have already approved things and the mayor said he don't know nothing about what you do? It's a good cop, bad cop.
I brought with what I knew nothing about. As I told John, send me what drawings you have because I haven't heard nothing about this. I don't want to put one little drain in here that's going to not help the situation. I'm here to help drain the city.
And would be a better thing for that area over there if you would, since you're at 10th and Bell, to move down to Bell and Adams, because that is where the majority of the water moved out at. I asked about some milling. I asked about some dirt that we have been digging around here in the city. And I was told by you, Terry, that if we don't ask the contractor for that dirt and that milling, then it goes to the contractor. We could take that dirt and we could take that milling and we could fill up some ditches in the areas where poor people are living and being exposed to all this junk. It's just junk. And we're supposed to make decisions for everybody. We're supposed to make decisions for the poor as well as the richest person in this community.
If you fill in the ditches, you have no place
right,
for the water to go.
Come back in the street. So now we don't fill in the ditches because the water is going back on my property.
To me, it don't make a difference. We can drop the whole project.
We don't have to drop the whole project. It's not in your hands. You don't make that
decision. It is in my hands because I'm over street sanitation and I'm trying to
But if the council has given you something to do, then it needs to be done and you're supposed to look at the issue and you're supposed to come up with ideas and plans along with Mr. Chittington that is best for that community. And it is not best for that community if we got water that's still sitting here in that ditch that we're supposed to go get cleaned out, and we know everybody in town knows that water is not going to get cleaned out.
What I was told was this was approved, these two projects that was approved by the mayor, they was not aware of what those projects really consisted of.
Why not? Why wasn't the mayor? Why didn't the mayor know?
Did you go out there?
He knew about it, but I'm saying the council wasn't fully aware what the project
so
consisted
of. So whose position
of.
Was it to bring it back to the council?
I brought it back.
Okay.
I asked questions.
After talking with the mayor.
Okay. Regardless, we have to make a decision. Do we want to spend more money and fix it and get it done right? Or at least alleviate more of the problem than there is right now?
My point is, Mayor, and I know my point.
She wants to write her house up on a mountain.
Why would I, what, Terry? If I could have what I want to have, I'd be out there in the country with you. In a good house.
Oh, hang on.
Looking good.
Barbara, what did I do?
No, I just wanted to ask him one thing before he said that. Now, we was looking at that corner of 9th and Dale going north. And for years, a couple of years, 3 or 4 years, 5 or 6 years, we was told that there's drainage there, and we gonna keep it cleaned out, and the water is gonna flow.
And what else can I ask?
And the water is not—it's not being cleaned out the way it's supposed to. Sometimes I get my boys to go over there and clean it out so the water can flow. Sometimes one of the terrorist boys might come over, me and might come over there. Sometimes they don't. So what we're talking about tonight, if we don't make the decision to do the entirety of that project, then it's just, we're right back to where we were.
Well, what I was going to say was, if I'm understanding correctly, the proposal that you have in front of us now, and this email is from Mr. Chittenden, would better alleviate the problem than what we voted on at the last meeting. But if we're not confident of that, I was going to suggest maybe we have Mr. Chittenden come and explain to us which one of these would resolve the problem. Because I do agree we don't just need to keep throwing money after money after money and still keep having the same problem. So, I mean, I think what I'm hearing Terry say is the original plan was not going to do what we had hoped it would do, but this plan that Mr. Chittenden has sent you now would better alleviate the problem. It's going to cost more money, but it's going to, is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're under budget $10,000.
And then some of the other projects that wanted to be done could be done in-house, saving engineering expense, saving contractor expense.
Meaning the East 19th project you could do in-house.
Yes.
And save money that we could throw toward that project.
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
I may need to back up 24 months to 36 months. But did we not drive around Adams 2.5 years ago when it was water and we discussed this and we talked about this and then we spent a bunch of money getting a bunch of stuff cleaned out on that side? Was that not supposed to? So that didn't work. Okay, so we're just now talking about it now again because we got this other. So I am in agreement that John needs to come back and say what's best to fix it. And I hate that we didn't know that what we did and spent all that money on the beginning 2.5 years ago, if not longer, that we drove through water and we all went over there and looked at it. But, you know, we've got to start somewhere, but if we want the whole project, then nothing needs to be approved, nothing needs to go forward. So, John does need to come and say, this is what's going to fix it, because I believe we've had this discussion before, and now we're having it again, and we're trying to fix something else.
We have.
So we never have fixed what we thought we were fixing to begin with, which was 2 years ago.
We have, and we paid Mr. Chittenden good money for that. And then after Mr. Chittenden leaves, then the plans get changed. And it doesn't happen. And so we're just sitting there. Going back and forth.
I think it was BP to come in and run that.
They cleaned out drains all over the place. If we had all this money spent and we did all this, if they're supposed to move the water off. And
which I can honestly say, Waters and Associates was not able to complete their survey before BP was brought in to start cleaning.
So,
but that's not the residents. See, that's falling back on the residents again because somebody decided to tell BP or whoever they were to change the plans. But we are still sitting there, and the community is still sitting there, and the children are still sitting there. And I bet you, and I'm not a gambling person, but I bet you $100 next year this time we'll be discussing the same thing. Because it's just push back.
Well, I do think that we should have John here, but I also agree that we have some other issues that we can see around town that we can't fill. We can't fill in ditches. Ditches are there for a reason. You don't care how good your yard looks and it's all flat, but you can't fill in a ditch. So that's the last thing that we need to do. So we need to have an engineer that comes in and tells us this is what we're going to do and stick to the plan.
Well, I guess I need to clarify what I was saying when I was saying about filling in the ditches with the dirt excess dirt that's there and the excess milling that's there.
Right.
I did say that there's a lot of areas in Caruthersville that could use that milling and that could use that dirt instead of giving it to the contractors.
Sure.
So some of that needs to be addressed as well. Instead of showing favoritism to certain people in the community. You know, we're supposed to be better than that. This is 2018. And when are we going to start treating people like people? Let's say we pay mosquitoes, they come down there and they spray, and mosquitoes thrive off the spray. And that's because we got the water that's sitting there. If you was over there, if you lived over there, if you live over there, challenge our audience. Drive past Bell and Adams. There's a Y. It used to be the old Checkers grocery store in there. Drive past there. When it rains, and then a week later, go back over there and look at it. And the water will still be sitting there. Accumulating.
I'll call Mr. Chittenden and ask him to attend our February 19th meeting.
And I think when Mr. Chittenden comes, I think we need to do what he advises. Instead of wasting his time and wasting the city's money. We don't do it.
20th, sorry. Thank you. Okay. The East 20th project, we need to get three engineering firms, and we're going to start that process in 2018. A lot at Crosville, Cameron, there's still 615 lights, CV lights, but now there's more of LEDs, and so now we're up to 26.3%. There's 162 LEDs now. Christmas Day, the city offices will be closed on Monday, February 19th, and Heart to Heart, I met with them and Haiti, and they promote healthy communities in the heartland and rural health. And I met a woman named Janice Ballard, and she'll be here tomorrow and possibly on Wednesday. And they're looking for office space in the area, and I'll be assisting her in securing office space in the area. And there will be some jobs that will be created when they do end up here in this area. So I'll be working hard tomorrow. Then let's see. That. Okay. Next thing is police report.
One thing I'd like to ask the council got a recommendation for a hire. His name is Jim Gilkey. Worked a year and a half as a police officer on the streets, and then he worked 2 years in the jail as a sailor and a deputy. And he was working at the jail at the prison as a prison guard. He would like to go to work here for the Crosville Police Department. And I asked to start him out if approved on letter B with 3 years experience as an officer.
The other guy we hired
about a month or so ago, I called Keela and talked to her about it. Kind of find out once his post test went to the, he graduated the academy, once his post test went to the state, came back, he failed the Missouri Constitution, U.S. Constitution, and they told me he would have to leave. He could take it in 6 months or go back to the police academy. So he said he'll wait a year, so he's not going to be employed here. Benjamin Gilkey.
Is this step B?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Meredith?
Yes.
Rogers? Elmore?
Yes.
Littleton?
Yes.
Fortine?
Yes.
Renberry?
Yes.
Okay, fire calls January 18th through February 5th. On the 18th, we went down to Eastwood for the gas odor, nothing detected. On the 19th of January, 111 West 12th Street, fire alarm sign due to cooking. Also on the 19th, went to 155-412. It's 9.2 mile marker, 911 reporting a fire in the woods. On the 20th at 24 Riverview Apartments, we did a medical lift assist twice, once at 1:30 a.m. when the gentleman's bed broke, and then they got a new bed, and we went back 3:45 to help him back in the house. On the 21st, 2702 Broadway, a structure fire with moderate damage to the bedroom. On January 24th, 103 Taylor Apartments reported a 9/11 of smoke in the area. Might not be in trash pile burning on County Road 344. January 25th, 1442 County Road 351, fire alarm sounding due to cooking. January 27th, 305 Truman Boulevard, structure fire with moderate damage. On February the 3rd, 108 County Road 325 for a structure fire, a storage trailer and boat was destroyed. And today at about 1:30, went to I-55 northbound at the 12.2 mile marker for grass fire, which is out of control on the east side of the interstate. Training for the month of January is practicing with a new NSA self-contained breathing apparatus. There were 17 firefighters in attendance. There were 5 fire inspections conducted from January 29th through February the 5th. Firefighters discussed in our last meeting to donate 2 rural fire subscriptions to the annual R3 party to be held on February the 23rd. The value of each subscription is $100 each, and I would like to have the City Council approval to donate 2 of these subscriptions to the R3 party.
So moved.
Second. Meredith.
First
thing. Mm-hmm. Franklin.
Yes.
Rogers.
Yes.
Dunbar.
Yes.
Littleton.
Yes.
Fortine.
Yes.
Renberry.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nothing. Code enforcement.
I'm working on several ways.
Stand up, please.
Working on several letters, and as stated in the last meeting, the date for the time to abate the nuisance will be in March as opposed to the 2 weeks because of the weather pattern we have. It's okay, 1 week and it's freezing next week. So whatever letters I'm sending out, I will start going around surveying those properties in March, the latter part of March. And I'm focusing on Darrellis, is that what it's called? Darrellis. Okay, I will read it right. Darrellis cars as well. And I don't know, I need to talk with Lawrence, but included in those letters, I do want to put advertisement for companies that will come and pick up those cars. Like they'll pay you $100 to $300 to pick up old vehicles. But I don't want to include it in a letter without getting permission from Lawrence because I don't know if we can do that. I'm continuing to offer service, clerical service with the collector's office. She has called up on my line. They have a lot more to go, but they have been working really hard, as they have every year. So I'm not saying the collector's office just stopped working hard this year, but being able to see the amount of work that they have done this year and previously, there's a lot of work going to our collector's office. So kudos to Rebecca Morgan, and kudos to the lady that was in there prior to Rebecca, because they work very hard. And we are continuing partnership with Mercedes, and we have another volunteer coming. So thank you.
Are you only focusing on residential? Are you looking at businesses as well?
For my letters?
Mm-hmm.
All together. There are some businesses that.
Have you noticed that Churchill's on the levee side, that there's a Cadillac that's out there with no tires on it? And if we're on the, on that side, it's starting to, we're instructed to what?
With Churchill, I was instructed to leave them alone for a period.
By who?
By.
I read in my statement.
Was it our counselor, city counselor, that instructed you to do that?
No.
Okay.
It was announced, and so I'm just following. If you all talk to me, go with this one. But I was instructed to.
Can the city council give her directives to do what she needs to do with any business?
Sure, yes. Yeah, I wouldn't recruit anybody.
Any business, any home, any property, you know, we've got a problem, we have a problem. Unless there's a good reason why we wouldn't address a problem. Maybe there's something we don't know about why some businesses are left alone and others aren't, but that's just not. If we've got a problem, we've got a problem. That's one of the biggest problems we have in the city is code enforcement and that particular property. I mean, I'm not getting on you. I'm just saying, we need to maybe talk to Lawrence and see somebody and get some direction so we can move forward.
Any other complaints? I'm not thinking with us all.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Cemetery?
No.
We have any reports?
Thank you.
Okay. And Parks Recreation and Wes is not here tonight.
Oh, excuse me. I like to clear the minds of people. It was not the mayor who told me to leave Bob Church alone, so it was not him.
Budget?
Yes, I do. In front of you, you have a report that I wanted to go with you briefly. Because I was able to get the December financial this weekend, and since I was at home, there's nothing to do but take notes. You got a lot done. But the first thing, let's look at this one. And I've got the department heads. Let's look at this report first. The department heads have a copy of this because I'm going to ask them to look at their budgets. And then you've got this, which I'm going to talk about second. That's color coding. What caught my attention was that our general fund balance was in the red. And at the end of December, it's not in the red now, I don't suppose, but at the end of December, it was in the red, $7,705.95. Well, I went back and pulled the financials for the last 5 years in December to see if that was typical, because sometimes, even at school, our finances will run low until we get taxes collected. And then, you know, we start building that fund balance back up. But if you look at the fund balances, 2013, 14, and 15, they were several hundred thousand dollars. And then in 2016, it was $92,580. And in 2017, this year in December, we're minus $7,705.95. So then I started looking at the revenues to see what might be causing that. And if you can see in the tax collections, there was only $69,457 deposited through December. And you can see in previous years, other than 2016, there was in the neighborhood of $215,000 to $230,000 deposited. So then I checked a little bit further with Doug, and on January the 25th, there was a $266,000 deposit made of taxes, and $141,000 went to the general fund. It's on your reference plate, brother. So even at that, the checking account balance also concerned me because in 2013, 14, and 15, we had $600,000+ in December in the general fund. And in December, in this December, we had $125,000 in our general fund. And that's very, that's alarming to me. It may not be alarming to anybody else, but it's very alarming to me. Even with the $141,000 that we now know has been deposited, you can still see we're about $300,000 in our general fund in December. And most likely, hopefully that's going to go up, because hopefully there's going to be some more collections. And hopefully the expenditures, maybe the bulk of them has already happened. But that's something that really needs to be watched very, very closely. Very closely. Then I went on the next page, and I thought, well, I'm going to look at the total of all accounts. And you can see in December, typically we have $5 million, 4.8 million 1 year, $5.3 million 1 year, $4.5 million. And this year in December, we have $3,954,000. So that's, you know, that's alarming. That's down about $500,000 from last year, and plus it's down considerably for how we ended the year. So I went ahead and looked at the sales tax fund, and I'm not going to go through these all one by one because I want you to type them and look at them. I've asked the department heads to look at them. But these are just revenues. Just revenues. The other place, I don't really see a big problem at this moment, the sales tax fund, but we've got several expenditures out there, I know. The sewer extension fund. I mean, the collections were down because they weren't deposited. They're probably in there now, but you can see they're only about $25,000 deposited in 2017 and 16 respectively, as opposed to $75,000 to $78,000 in the year previous to that. And you can look at the cemetery fund again. You can see that because the collections weren't deposited, you can see that those deposits, those revenues are really down. But they're probably in there now. And you go on over, the library fund concerns me somewhat because we've made $121,000 transfer from the general fund to date to cover expenses there. The good news about that is in January we'll start seeing tax collections going into the library fund, and hopefully then we can start backing some of that out, Teresa. So
remember, you put in three air conditioning units.
So there's something else there. And I'm going to talk about expenditures in a minute that will offset some of that. But that, I was talking to Doug today, and I said, well, when she starts collecting taxes, hopefully we can get some of that back. So that's, you know, we'll see that. The sanitary fund is down, but again, you can see the tax collections in 17 were 20,000 as opposed to typically 55,000 to 65,000. So the collections are there, they just weren't deposited. And that's maybe not a big deal, but it is if your checking account is now so low that your fund balances run low. And the Economic Development Fund, I told y'all this when we did the budget, is currently $25,000 in the hole, and we still have expenses to come out of that. So what's happening now is he's transferring out the general fund to offset the Economic Development Fund. But that's not something I think we want to continue doing. I think that we're already absorbing expenditures out of tourism fund, or now we're absorbing expenditures out of economic development fund. And before you know it, we're going to be absorbing all these expenditures out of the general fund that we don't have. We don't have the money there to do that.
But question, why do we not have crops for 2016 and 17? I thought we fixed that.
Have what?
Crops.
There's not anything in there right now. If there's been collections, it hasn't been deposited. So there may be some collections come in, but it's not there. The tourism fund, I don't know what's happening there. We talked about it. We've got $769 collected so far this year. You know, that's typically where we pay for the fireworks and some of that stuff out of, but we don't even have the money to do that now. The fund balance is $2,100. So you can, and there's nothing, no expenditures budgeted there, so that's not going to get any better if we don't start collecting some tourism tax. And I know you were looking into that, Lawrence.
Yeah, I've talked to the attorney for the current owner of the property, and I had pretty good discussions with him, and I think that we've got things ironed out on going forward basis. Mm-hmm. There's issues regarding the solvency of the prior owners of our operation.
And then you look at sales tax capital improvement, that fund concerns me somewhat, because we still got a lot of expenditures to come out that is not, you know, and the sales tax from January on to May, we have to keep in mind, in the previous years, we had Walmart, and we're not going to have it, you know, we don't have it this year. Really, the sales tax not as down as much as I thought it would be, but I'm not sure that this is totally accurate, because when I look at those sales tax reports we get from month to month, it shows a different picture. So we need to dig into that a little bit. The community revitalization fund is, there was some discussion about maybe combining economic development and community revitalization, but you can see that fund eventually will play out, and we wouldn't have as much in there right now if we deposited that money from that land sale in community revitalization, which gave us $25,200 that we wouldn't have had if we hadn't sold that land, and we won't have in the future. So there's some issues there, I think. And then a big concern for me, and I told Paul, I wanted him to really look over his budget and his expenditures and revenues, is the water fund and the sewer fund, because we, as of this date, we have transferred, and I don't know if I got this on here correctly, but Doug's sitting back there, but we're transferring out of the water fund to cover the sewer fund. And the sewer fund is, if you look up at the top, or the water fund, I mean, you can see our fund balance is really down compared to previous years. And I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to transfer out of the water department to cover the sewer department. Right? Not much longer at the rate we're going. And so you can see your sewer checking account balance in December. The last line on there was $25,215. And it's always been, in 2013, it's $558,000. 2014, it's $415,000. 2015, it's $505,000. And then that was almost cut in half last year, and then this year it's really down. So, and of course, your wastewater bond fund is fine. There's some other funds I didn't get on here because I was running out of time. If you look at the report, this report, all I had time to do, I went over the expenditures, and I went through and highlighted if it's highlighted in pink, and so y'all department heads, you can go to your departments and look at it. Pink is over budget right now, 50% of the way through the budget year. Blue is, it's either 50% or more over, but we've spent 50% or more of the budget, which that really is not a good gauge, other than you can, there's some things you're going to spend right up front, and you are going to spend more of the budget. And then there's other things that should kind of just trickle, I mean, from month to month, and you ought to be able to gauge it a little bit better. And if you see an orange line, that means that fund is over budget by 60% right now. And so that gives you a place to start, department heads, and looking and seeing what the problem is. Now, I do know under administrative, I don't think that Donnelly's been, if the salaries are, you know, we're over 50% of the budget, we shouldn't be. Salaries should be pretty much right on target. So we know we've got Donnelly in there, we have to move out. And then we've got some other, the cleaning hours were never budgeted. So those, you know, I'm still waiting on a budget amendment for that. The other thing is, Paul found where he thinks maybe he may be getting coded to sewer instead of water, and I can check that easily. I can check the salaries and I can check the benefits and see what the problems are there if there is a problem. But I can't check the rest of it because I don't monitor this budget from day to day. But I want to just say that I'm concerned about what I'm seeing. And I would like to ask the council to give an accountant, and I would recommend it be Doug, but if you don't want to use Doug and you want to use another accountant, I'm sure he'd be fine, to take this and look at it seriously and give us some guidance before we sit here and find ourselves in a really pickle. Okay? When I did the budget, I gave a written report, and I told you all some funds that I thought were going to be in trouble, and they're playing out to be true. And so we need to get a handle on this, because as Barbara said earlier, and as we all say, we're obligated to do some things, to provide services to the citizens of this community, and we can't do it if we don't have the funds. And we can have the funds if we will be more frugal and be more wise in how we're spending this money in some areas. But we can't help sales tax being down. It's going to be down until we draw some businesses in here. You can't help it if your, you know, your property taxes are down, if you're losing population. But if you're going to lose revenues, you got to adjust your expenditures. It's just that simple. And Doug, would you like to add anything to that?
No, I'll be glad to help you.
Would y'all, do we need to take a vote on that for him to help us? Or as our accountant, can he just do that and provide a written report to us?
Oh, sure. You'll have extensive work done on something like that. I think it would be good in that direction.
I'm not promoting Dow. Dow to just take a look into this.
Second.
Meredith.
Yes.
Grantham.
Yes.
Rogers.
Yes.
Duckworth.
Yes.
Littleton.
Yes.
Cartier.
Yes.
Greenberry.
Yes. May I ask what your time frame would be?
The sooner the better. I know you're in tax season, but I would like to ask the department heads to keep an eye on this and got, and just hold off on anything that we don't have to spend money on right now until we can get a handle on it.
One thing I would like to request of the department heads, I think you need to look this over fairly closely, and if you, because I think we're still having some coding issues as far as some things being miscoded. For one thing, I think the employee benefits in administration is way too high, so I'm wondering if maybe, for example, the work comp is somehow getting coded to that account instead of getting spread out over everything like it's supposed to, and Tequila probably would have to help us with that too. But I think the department heads really need to take a look at it and maybe give us some direction, is if you think there's an issue with a particular line item or something, so we can at least do some investigating on that. Because
would you like to have a point person that all questions go to them and then they all come to you?
Are you volunteering to do that?
No, but I can find somebody.
that would be good, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Another thing I'd like to ask you all is if you see a budget area that you haven't spent a lot of money, that doesn't mean go spend it. Because the bottom line is the bottom line fund balance in your department. And if you'll notice, I've put a percentage at the bottom of how much you've spent so far in that department. And like I said, there's just certain things like it's going to get paid in the first 3 or 4 months of the year, so your expenditures are going to be up and then they'll level off. But there's some things that just really stick out to me, and I know they're going to stick out to you when you look at them. And, you know, I would suggest that you send an email maybe to me or Doug or what, just send an email. That way it's a paper trail, and then when he has time, he can check it. And I would be willing to try to check on it myself if it's something I can handle, because I know I'm going to go in and correct Donnelly's salaries and benefits and that. Paul and I have already talked about that.
And that we're actually going to do that in January.
So that'll make a difference when you look at the administration. That'll level some of that out a little bit as far as salaries and benefits.
Found my point person.
But anyway, I just want to make y'all aware.
Thank you.
Okay. Y'all can look at those reports as easy as I can. So if you don't trust my, trust me, go look at your report. So and you'll see it. It's right there.
Thank you. And I have a little input that I'll give you a little bit later. I'll comment on this. Next is library.
Well, we have some good news. We're one of 9 libraries across the state that were selected to be a part of the EDGE cohort, which basically is a management tool where we can take an assessment, which I've already done, that helps libraries across the state align their technology services to the needs of the community. We've done the assess, we're working on the plan, we will then implement and then communicate with community leaders as well to make sure we're doing what the community needs for us to do with the technology. And when I looked at our results, they break it down by size of the library, and we're in level 2 because we're 5 to 10,000, and we were 200 points over all the others in our level. So we're doing things in the right direction, but we can always get better too. And that's what this plan will show us.
Thank you.
Very good.
Yay. And water, sir.
Thank you, Morgan Hall. We have a 6-inch line leaking on 3rd Street. There you guys are just doing that. We did that done. The well line at the water plant has been completed. They dug that for us too. Today they work on a service line at Churchill's old dealership for there by the roundhouse. There's a line was leaking there. Leak on West 18th, leak at the Cotton Warehouse, leak on the 205 Poplar. We did some box work at the New Bank, Missouri. The annual service for the transfer was performed by ditch witch last week. I attended the DNR rules meeting in Dip City last week. That was about some of the stuff they're trying to do in the rigs. We had a lot of heartburn with some of the wording they had in there, so there's a lot of people across the state went to that. Of course, their concerns on that. We have a class next week at the Army. It's a free class for all of our guys, so on the water recertification hours. And the last thing, in our wastewater permit, we have to be compliant, which was they have to add an ultraviolet distillation system by 2020. So we need to start looking at how we're going to fund that. That's all I've got.
How are we doing on the claim for our cyber attack we had last year?
It's been turned into Mark. I haven't heard anything from it.
And check on that and see where we're at. It's like, how many do you know how we're climbing?
What, 23,000?
Do you want to check on that, too?
Okay. Josh?
The bid process for the city self-insurance is moving along. Working with Lawrence to get the information together to have our agencies local have an opportunity to bid on that. I believe he's got just about everything he needs, and both the packets and the notice to run on the paper should be ready by next week. And then we're also in that contact with the current carrier to see what they're going to offer as far as renewal goes, so we know what that option would be whenever we get ready to compare.
Will the bid packets be available here at City Hall?
I think that's the best place for it.
So we think it will run next week.
Yes.
All right.
Call for business from the floor. Please stand and identify yourself.
Yeah, I think business from the floor. My name is John Bailey. I'm just curious to manage the Veterans Park over here. I'm curious about the flags. They're kind of tattered. Both the American flag and the American flag. I was going to see if we can get those taken care of. I don't know if it's city property or who manages it or what.
In particular, where was it?
The Veterans Park over here beside us?
Round of town?
Yes.
I appreciate it.
What's that?
I figured you know.
No, I'm saying the where the helicopter is.
Oh, where the helicopter is. I don't know how that, do you know how that works?
What is it?
You have to have a key to get in it?
West. Hang on that. The rec center all the way
down.
I mean, it's just, it's now tattered and straining.
Okay.
That's it.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. Morbius, yes, sir.
My name is Jerry Harmon. I don't know about the rest of the town, but I got a pretty good problem with coyotes out southwest kind of town. And I'm wondering, is that a city problem, or does it go to some other place, or what? Who do I talk to? I'm doing what I can to kill them. I can't kill them. Is there something we can do for it, or what? I know they had an attack on Pine Street. Somebody almost lost their pet. So, does it take some little child to get hurt before we do something? It's starting to get
he's
out of hand.
He's talking about the cows.
The cows will be problem.
There's a problem.
He's wearing
two.
One more so it's conservation department.
I was about to say, we can get a dog.
I'll get on Brian Shepard, Brian.
Yeah.
Keep
it
24.
Get some more traps set up.
I'm just thinking somebody's going to get hurt, like a little child or something, because it's getting pretty rough out there. And right now is their season. They're starting to mate right now. So they're pretty rough.
There was a video on Facebook, one as big as John and Shepherd.
Yes.
Right? Went across from Industrial, across right there where Showcase is, back out there. Pretty big.
Legally, I don't know what you can do. I mean, I don't know, I know what I would do, but I can't tell you. But anyway. There have been bobcats in town, but anyway.
Hang on, yes. Going back to another thing that I think is a concern is that the rec center admissions are they were down quite a bit last year, and they're down even more this year. I mean, it's something that's a very that's something we're going to have to pay attention to. So I just wanted to point that out. We're sitting here, and I wanted to ask you what we paid Mo Firm this year seems to be. What we paid them in December, every area was under budgeted, and I budgeted it based on last year, I guess.
Yeah.
So could you check and see what the difference is in what we paid this year as opposed to last year?
I'll do that.
Any other business on the floor?
What about, where are we on the audio and video that we discussed at the last meeting?
Well, Randy and I discussed, and we're with you, and we're looking possibly at using the municipal court building, and so that's where we are. It'd be a lot less expensive and a lot more conducive to a meeting.
I think it'd be great.
And, so anyway, allows a lot more room. I don't know.
You know how much space?
There's more seats.
There's more seats. Built-in seats.
When do we plan to make that change?
Well, he's going to have to get the wiring done and all that stuff. So he's working on it. I know that at least looking at and how much it's going to cost for the microphones and stuff.
You know, we have wireless mics there.
Yeah,
we've got wireless mics.
They're already there.
We don't use them.
Well, yeah, of course.
They usually work pretty well. You know,
he told me there was, I think, three there, and he was trying to figure out a way to get some more of them.
Just five more.
Or something.
Okay.
So he'll be done fairly soon, but
okay. That's good.
Not quite yet. Any other business from the floor? Okay. Resolutions and motions.
Anything?
All right. Next on the agenda. Adjournment.
Yep. Need to go to closed session, please.
For
which purpose?
Property and legal.
Good. Property and legal.
I know what the legal is. Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Yes.